Polymer chemist Dr. R. Michael Castle reports that some of the polymers he has studied in connection with chemtrails can cause serious skin lesions and diseases when absorbed into the skin. Such polymers may connect chemtrails to another controversial issue, the strange and mysterious malady known as Morgellons disease that is reportedly infecting more than 12,000 American families. In addition to skyrocketing rates of lung cancer, asthma, and pulmonary/respiratory problems blamed at least partially on chemtrails, Morgellons is an unexplained skin disorder that includes disfiguring sores and a crawling sensation both on the surface of the skin and under it. Strange fibers matching materials from chemtrails have been found on the sores of people suffering from the disease. But just as government officials deny the reality of chemtrails, they also discount reports of Morgellons. CDC officials say they've found no evidence that Morgellons disease is caused by an infectious agent or a substance in the environment, and that those experiencing symptoms of Morgellons disease may actually be suffering from delusional parasitosis, a mental illness in which the patient believes they are infested with parasites. Dr. Russell Blaylock says he initially treated reports of health problems stemming from chemtrails skeptically, but has now reconsidered. "My major concern is that there is evidence that they are spraying tons of nano-sized aluminum compounds. It has been demonstrated in the scientific and medical literature that nano-sized particles are infinitely more reactive and induce intense inflammation in a number of tissues," he writes. "Of special concern is the effect of these nanoparticles on the brain and spinal cord, as a growing list of neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's dementia, Parkinson's disease, and Lou Gehrig's disease, are strongly related to exposure to environmental aluminum. One other possible way elites may be using chemtrails is to modify or control the weather. Experiments in this area date back into the 1950s, so it seems reasonable to assume that some advances have been made. In the 1990s, some scientists, including Dr. Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb and a founder of the Star Wars missile defense system, proposed seeding the upper atmosphere with millions of tons of sulfur or other heavy metals to create a cloud cover to deflect sun rays and prevent further heating of the Earth. Some scientists warned such a program would turn blue skies milky white and perhaps cause droughts and further ozone depletion." Teller admitted the difficulty in persuading the public to allow a program that would pollute the air with metal particles, many known to be harmful to humans. And in 1996, the Air Force published a research paper entitled "Weather as a Force Multiplier: Owning the Weather in 2025. The paper concludes that although offensive weather modification efforts would certainly be undertaken by U.S. forces with great caution and trepidation, it is clear that we cannot afford to allow an adversary to obtain an exclusive weather modification capability.